Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get into some Yankee stuff, BT, a little bit later on. I want to get into the angle with John Carl Stanton coming back and what that's going to mean. We didn't do any of that yesterday, so we might as well do it today. Yanks will be looking for the sweep of the Royals, right? 3-game series there. Mets will be looking for a sweep of the Nats this afternoon, coming up in a couple hours or so, or an hour and a half. Corey is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, buddy.
So with the Soto thing, I think two things can be true at once. I think Yankees fans can be honest about the fact that the Mets got Soto, and that's a big deal. And that initial sting of losing him for Yankees was big.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can also accept that, you know, and where Yankees fans can be genuine when they're saying that we feel better about this year's lineup as a whole than we did last year's. You know, I think you take this lineup, we have Wells batting 9th, right? His 40 RBIs, 11-plus home runs. Last year, he was vital in his protection of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, that's when the season really took off, when he put him in a four-hole.
Right, no doubt. But is that Soto's fault?
No, it's definitely not Soto's fault. But I think the way we feel about the lineup is better than the holes we had last year. They were prominent. You could see them. And this year, I feel like there's just less holes.
But, okay,
more cohesive lineup.
Right, but Corey, think about what you're saying. It's making it sound like, well, if they had Soto, they would have the holes that they had last year. That is not true. Because if you had Soto, there should be one player that you wouldn't have had, and that would be Bellinger. Right?
Yes. If we had Soto, then for sure, our lineup would be better than it even is now. But like BT's pointing out, we lead the league in OPS. So, you know, it's hard to be better than the best, right? So
right, but when you in a big spot in the postseason, when you get the best pitchers in the world on the mound facing you in the playoffs, you want Soto. That's my point. It may look great as a whole. The bigger point is the Yankees could have had Soto and Judge and the balance that they still have right now if they built it properly. I understand what Corey's saying there, BT.
Yeah, but I don't know if they would have had the same exact balance. That's where, you know, what would they have done at first base? There would have been different restraints financially, which is a different discussion, clearly.
But they should have. They needed the first baseman regardless.
I understand that. But I don't know. Do they? I mean, not the Goldsmiths making a ton of money, $12.5 million.
Exactly,
I mean,
right.
If they couldn't afford that, then you're not the Yankees. Listen, all I know is I get it. You know, in October, we got Juan Soto striding up the home plate. It's just a different monster. It's a different feel. Remember the anonymous poll that we hit the other day?
Yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, right? But the facts remain this as well. While there's still a lot of baseball to go, you know, listen, I mentioned the Yankees have the highest OPS. Okay, I said that the other day, too. But just a little context here. There's only one team with an OPS of over 800, and it's the Yankees. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Yankees are first in home runs, not the Dodgers, nobody. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Yankees are second in batting average. And people could tell me all day that batting average is an antiquated stat, and I understand that to an extent. But I, myself, am also a proponent of the more you get on base and the less you get out, the more chance you have to sustain rallies. So I don't just say, batting average, whatever. They didn't have the second highest batting average a year ago. I can promise you that. And that was with Juan Soto having an awesome year. The other dead spots have been filled. You're right.
But it's not.
It wasn't Juan Soto's fault last year that they had dead spots. I agree. But by Juan Soting, by Juan going somewhere else, it enabled the Yankees to try a different plan, which is thus far working out big time.
Right, but the reason why they have the best batting average and the best OPS is one reason. It's Aaron Judge.
Well, but hold on a sec. So
the Judge wasn't in 400 last year either. That's not Soto's fault.
No, no, I understand that.
But that brings the average.
Okay, but hold on. But even if Aaron Judge is hitting 340, the Yankees aren't going to go from first to 13th. Yeah. They're not going to go from first to ninth.
Where are the Yankees with the high average exactly?
They're hitting 261. It's the second highest average in baseball.
Give me the individuals. Goldschmidt's hitting 312. Okay. And he should have been on the team regardless.
Okay.
They needed the first baseman.
Yeah.
Well, Big Bad Bellinger, like, we want to pick apart Soto's numbers. Bellinger's hitting 260 with an OPS of 786. He's got 9 homers and 36 ribbies.
Yeah, but the expectation for Bellinger versus Soto, whether it's from a production or a monetary.
That's the guy you replaced him with in that lineup. So Goldschmidt should have been there anyway. The Yankees are going to have an issue with Stanton coming back because Ben Rice should have been on the team anyway. Could have still been the DH. You would have had Judge in left field. You still would have had Dominguez in there when he's in there, or Grisham you could have had in center field. I mean, look at the Yankees lineup. Where exactly are they?
Well, first of all, Volpe's taking nice growth.
Yeah. I mean, 248.
I understand. Yeah. I understand that. What did he hit his first year? What did he hit his second year? What were the other numbers on Volpe? Volpe's growth, and it's funny, I think one of the days you were out, I did a lot on Volpe, and I was disappointed. And, you know, I know there's never going to be like a Whitlow. He's not that player. Mm-hmm. But the growth that I've seen from Anthony Volpe this year is undeniable. Number one, he's a terrific shortstop, okay? He's fifth in doubles, and his OPS, he's a couple of games away from being 800. It's like 770 or 780. So Volpe's has obviously grown. Austin Wells.
He hit 243 a year ago. He's hitting 248.
I understand. What was it on base last year? 297?
293.
Okay, so it's 323 this year. You talk about 30 points. That is palpable growth
right,
here.
But again, he would have been in the lineup with Soto anyway.
I understand that, right. But the fact that he's taken a step forward, you know, the fact that Bellinger, he's not the MVP Bellinger, I get that, but the fact that Goldschmidt is a serviceable, you know, good professional at bat, unlike Rizzo, who was a strikeout machine, I mean,
That's the biggest difference.
Well, it's a huge one, but also Jason Dominguez, I don't even know what his average is overall, since I think it's about 250, but he's hitting 300 against righties. I got news for you. Verdugo did not hit 300 against righties. So
now we're getting somewhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So replaced Rizzo and Verdugo with two productive players.
But that was always the hope, and that was always the appeal.
Which could have happened even if they had Soto.
Well, I hear you to an extent. I'm not saying that I don't agree with you at all, but the moving on from Soto, and it wasn't their choice, it was his. He clearly bounced. I get it. They want him to stay. You know, forget about the defensive alignment where you just get appreciably better in right field because advantage big, Judge over Soto. Advantage in center, you know, Grisham over Judge because Judge's defensive number stunk in center field. I don't want to say advantage Dominguez over Verdugo in left field defensively. That's nuts. But now you've got big growth at first base, big growth at shortstop. A second baseman, even though their second base situation is not amazing, you don't have a lazy, sloppy player whose head's in space every night like Labor Torres. There's a lot of baseball to go. The Yankees are so much more buttoned up, so much more dynamic, and right now they are really good. Not great, not perfect, good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.